Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you all spring cleaning? I know I am. Baby, as soon as that weather broke, I opened that garage, I moved those cars out, and I started spring cleaning. And I thought I was going to find some stuff, you know, maybe, you know, I don't do garage sales because I like to, I'm a giver. So I like to give things away. I don't like to sell them. That's just me. That's how I roll. And I thought I'd find a bunch of stuff to give away. You know, maybe some baby clothes or toys or those kind of things. But that's just not what I found. When I opened that garage, I found batteries. I found old laptops. I found some old household products that we can't use. You know, I found a lot of, you know, stuff. And I'm like, this is, you know, it's all I don't need it. I don't want it. And I don't quite know what to do with it, right? And so I'm sitting there outside, and my neighbor, Mr. Warren, said, well, you can recycle that stuff. I said, well, what are you talking about? Recycling the stuff? What? I said, I got leaves from last winter. I got all kinds of stuff. I can recycle this stuff? And he said, yeah. Ramsey County has all kinds of, you know, compost, wood mulch. All they can... leaves, grass, food scraps. It's a whole vibe over there. And I said, well, hold on. Wait a minute. Because I got to call somebody that knows what's going on. So I said, let me reach out to John Springman. And he is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, John, how are you?
Oh, hi, Shirley. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am good. Now, listen, I know that you are in the midst of collecting today. Now, where are you? Because you are out and about. I didn't even know if we were going to be able to do this interview because you are so busy collecting and with the recycling and everything that Ramsey County's doing.
Right. So we just finished our annual compost bin rain barrel event at Aldrich Arena. That was an opportunity for residents to purchase a compost bin or rain barrel through Recycling Association of Minnesota, who we partner with, and then they set us up with the people who have ordered and the supply, and then we are just putting those in people's vehicles, and we've just finished that event. So we sold 112 compost bins, and it was 108 rain barrels today.
Wow. Now, this is not the first year you've done this, is it?
No, we've been partnering with Recycling Association of Minnesota for back into the 1990s, I want to say, on this project, and it's an annual event. And next year, hopefully, we'll have this available at our new Ramsey County Environmental Center, where residents can purchase these ongoing. But for now, it's kind of this event-based thing that we have every spring where residents have the opportunity to purchase these. And it's still ongoing. This isn't the last event.
Okay.
So residents can just, do an online search for RAM, which is Recycling Association of Minnesota, rain barrels, or RAM compost bins, and they will get to that webpage, and it will show where there are other future pickup locations for these materials at, and then if they are Ramsey County resident, they get $20 off a compost bin. So So there is one coming up in June again here. The closest one nearby now will be in the area of you know, the Rock 10 or West Rock facility, which is Vandalia and University in St. Paul. So that's sometime in June, but they can select these different locations where they can pick up their product, but that's where they would start. They place their online order. It comes back to them as far as where they're located and as far as pickup, and then they show up to pick up their orders.
Now, one thing that we did, we were doing our spring cleaning. We're talking to John Springman with Ramsey County. And, you know, we got all these bags of leaves, right?
Yes.
Because we couldn't leave them down because I know you done already told me leaves are left, you know, when they pile up, they could cause some lawn disease, smother the turf grasses, and we got turf grass out there for the kids. And it's also illegal to burn leaves or place them in trash. And they shouldn't be raked in the street because they can enter the stormwater system and pollute the lakes and streams. And we don't want that. So how can we manage that option? Because I got all these bags of leaves as I'm trying to clean out my garage and make it nice for spring.
Yeah, correct. Sure, for sure, yeah. So there are a couple different management methods. Right now, again, it's illegal to place these in the trash or burn them, so you've got to find an alternate means of management. And first is the option for backyard composting, which I just kind of described a little bit. You can purchase a bin, or you can even do this without a purchased compost bin. You can build your own compost bins. You can go to the University of Minnesota Extension. They have plans, directions, ideas on how to build your own types of bins for your own backyard. That way you're not having to transport it, you know, distances to manage it elsewhere. And while you're doing that, you can also be composting not just your leaves, but your organics, your food scraps from your table, and your lawn clippings that are going to be coming later now that it's finally getting nicer out to put in that same pile. But the other option we have is Ramsey County has 7 yard waste sites, and these are available for Ramsey County residents only. However, it's an opportunity for those residents then, if they don't want to compost in their backyard, to haul this material to one of our sites. We will take it from there. We will, you know, collect it and then maintain it, manage it from that point forward. Those sites also take wood waste, such as, you know, tree and shrub waste that might be being generated from either, you know, emerald ash borer or maybe just a storm that has come through and dropped some limbs. And we also have free compost and mulch available at those locations for Ramsey County residents to take while they're there.
And I am so glad, you know, I'm in Washington County, and you are partnering with Washington County on this food scraps collection at the curb. And listen, I send my kids to school, Robert, with John, with a lunchbox, and it's full of things that I think that they're going to love. John, it's sandwiches. I even cut the crust off. Our parents did not cut crust off. Okay, we had to deal with the crust. Okay, and the crust that we had was a lot harder than what they dealing with right now. Okay, they got baby crust. We had real crust. That was like eating shoes. And you know, I cut up the little fruit. I take the husk off the apples, and it always comes home. And so I was like, I'm throwing away all this food that I could be doing something with. And so you all are partnering with Washington County, which is, you know, where Cottage Grove is in Washington County, with this food scraps at the curb. Can you talk to me about that? Because I don't think enough parents know about this. Because when I started talking about it to other parents, they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, girl, you got to get this, because we're throwing away this food and we can be using this, you know, and recycling this.
Sure. So this is a new initiative, fairly new. We are in the second phase of this, you know, program, where between Ramsey and Washington counties, we are rolling this out to local municipalities and building it as our infrastructure for managing the material becomes available. So right now in Ramsey County, there are 2 municipalities that are eligible for dropping off. That's North St. Paul and Maplewood, but we are going to continue to grow that. And by 2026, all cities in both counties will be eligible for a subscription to the service. And what this means is They can go online, and when their community has been added to the list, they can subscribe and get a year's worth of compostable bags that they would then place their food scraps in and put that in their regular trash. So this does not require an extra cart. Your hauler isn't changing. It's the same hauler that you would use otherwise. And then that material ends up at the facility that is co-owned by Ramsey and Washington Counties. And then the material in that compostable bag is recognized by robotics, AI, and that sorts the bag from the regular refuse and trash that comes through that facility. And it's pulled off for composting. And at some point, we are going to be looking at putting this towards anaerobic digestion, so generating energy in addition to creating compost on the back end. So there, it's a new upcoming project, and in Washington County, there are other opportunities, other cities that are currently on board that are now eligible for subscription. And the best thing to do is to actually go on their webpage to see if your city is one of those that is currently on the list, and that would just be going to foodscrapspickup.com. To find out if at this point you can subscribe. But again, it's still in the development stages, and we are still expanding this, so it may be a little bit here before all communities in both counties are eligible for the program.
Well, I just have to tell you that I love it in Washington County. I appreciate you all partnering with us as one of the first to participate in this. And it is, an amazing opportunity for those of us who have kids who take lunch to school. We know what that lunchbox look like when they leave the house. It's all neat, John, and it's separated, and it's all, and then it comes back and all the orange is in the sandwich. I'm like, how did you get the orange in the sandwich? This don't make no sense. What is going on? And now we have an opportunity to reuse and recycle that. And so that website again is foodscrapspickup.com. I want to make sure that all my moms out there who send their kids to school every day with a lunch that comes home looking like a Jenga puzzle, when they come back, there's something that we can do with that food, and we can definitely not throw it away. We can recycle it and help our environment. John Springman, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's been a long morning. You've been working all morning to recycle and make this planet better for all of us. And so I salute you for doing that and for the education that you are providing for us on this show, and taking that time after you've already had a long morning to hang out with me on this show.
All right, Shaletta, thanks very much, and thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you all spring cleaning? I know I am. Baby, as soon as that weather broke, I opened that garage, I moved those cars out, and I started spring cleaning. And I thought I was going to find some stuff, I don't do garage sales because I'm a giver. So I like to give things away. I don't like to sell them. That's just me. That's how I roll. And I thought I'd find a bunch of stuff to give away. Maybe some baby clothes or toys or those kind of things. But that's just not what I found. When I opened that garage, I found batteries. I found old laptops. I found some old household products that we can't use. I found a lot of, stuff. And I'm like, this is, it's all, I don't need it. I don't want it. And I don't quite know what to do with it, right? And so I'm sitting there outside, and my neighbor, Mr. Juan, said, well, you can recycle that stuff. I said, well, what are you talking about? Recycling the stuff? What? I said, I got leaves from last winter. I got all kinds of stuff. I can recycle this stuff? And he said, yeah, Ramsey County has all kinds of, compost, wood mulch, all they can, leaves, grass, food scraps. It's a whole vibe over there. And I said, well, hold on, wait a minute. Because I got to call somebody that knows what's going on. So I said, let me reach out to John Springman. And he is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, John, how are you?
Oh, hi, Shalette. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am good. Now, listen, I know that you are in the midst of collecting today. Now, where are you? Because you are out and about. I didn't even know if we were going to be able to do this interview because you are so busy collecting and with the recycling and everything that Ramsey County is doing.
Right. So we just finished our annual compost bin rain barrel event at Aldrich Arena. That was an opportunity for residents to purchase a compost bin or rain barrel through Recycling Association of Minnesota, who we partner with, and then they set us up with the people who have ordered and the supply, and then we are just putting those in people's vehicles, and we've just finished that event. So we sold 112 compost bins, and it was 108 rain barrels today.
Wow. Now, this is not the first year you've done this, is it?
No, we've been partnering with Recycling Association of Minnesota back into the 1990s, I want to say, on this project, and it's an annual event. And next year, hopefully, we'll have this available at our new Ramsey County Environmental Center, where residents can purchase these ongoing. But for now, it's kind of this event-based thing that we have every spring where residents have the opportunity to purchase these. And it's still ongoing. This isn't the last event.
Okay.
So residents
okay.
can just, they can just do an online search for RAM, which is Recycling Association of Minnesota, rain barrels, or RAM compost bins, and they will get to that webpage, and it will show where there are other future pickup locations for these materials at, and then if they are Ramsey County residents, they get $20 off a compost bin. So there is one coming up in June again here. The closest one nearby now will be in area of the Rock 10 or West Rock facility, which is Vandalia and University in St. Paul. So that's sometime in June, but they can select these different locations where they can pick up their product. But that's where they would start. They place their online order. It comes back to them as far as where they're located and as far as pickup, and then they show up to pick up their orders.
Now, one thing that we did, we were doing our spring cleaning. We're talking yep. to John Springman with Ramsey County. And, we got all these bags of leaves, right?
Yes.
Because we couldn't leave them down because I know you done already told me leaves are left, when they pile up, they could cause some lawn disease, smother the turf grasses, and we got turf grass out there for the kids. And it's also illegal to burn leaves or place them in trash. And they shouldn't be raked in the street because they can enter the stormwater system and pollute the lakes and streams. And we don't want that. So how can we manage that option? Because I got all these bags of leaves as I'm trying to clean out my garage and make it nice for spring.
Yeah, correct. For sure, yeah. So there are a couple different management methods. Right now, again, it's illegal to place these in the trash or burn them, so you've got to find an alternate means of management. And first is the option for backyard composting, which I just kind of described a little bit. You can purchase a bin, or you can even do this without a purchased compost bin. You can build your own compost bins. You can go to the University of Minnesota Extension. They have plans, directions, ideas on how to build your own types of bins for your own backyard. That way you're not having to transport it, distances to manage it elsewhere. And while you're doing that, you can also be composting not just your leaves, but your organics, your food scraps from your table, and your lawn clippings that are going to be coming later now that it's finally getting nicer out to put in that same pile. But the other option we have is Ramsey County has 7 yard waste sites, and these are available for Ramsey County residents only. However, it's an opportunity for those residents then, if they don't want to compost in their backyard, to haul this material to one of our sites. We will take it from there. We will collect it and then maintain it, manage it from that point forward. Those sites also take wood waste, such as tree and shrub waste that might be being generated from either you know, emerald ash borer, or maybe just a storm that has come through and dropped some limbs. And we also have free compost and mulch available at those locations for Ramsey County residents to take while they're there.
And I am so glad, you know, I'm in Washington County, and you are partnering with Washington County on this food scraps collection at the curb. And listen, I send my kids to school, Robert, with John, with a lunchbox, and yeah. It's full of things that I think that they're going to love. John, it's sandwiches. I even cut the crust off. Our parents did not cut crust off. Okay, we had to deal with the crust. Okay, and the crust that we had was a lot harder than what they dealing with right now. Okay, they got baby crust. We had real crust. That was like eating shoes. And you know, I cut up the little fruit. I take the husk off the apples, and it always comes home. And so I was like, I'm throwing away all this food that I could be doing something with. And so you all are partnering with Washington County, which is, you know, where Cottage Grove is in Washington County, with this food scraps at the curb. Can you talk to me about that? Because I don't think enough parents know about this, because when I started talking about it to other parents, they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, girl, you got to get this, because we're throwing away this food and we can be using this, you know, and recycling this.
Sure. So this is a new initiative, fairly new. We are in the second phase of this program, where between Ramsey and Washington counties, we are rolling this out to local municipalities and building it as our infrastructure for managing the material becomes available. So right now in Ramsey County, there are two municipalities that are eligible for dropping off. That's North St. Paul and Maplewood, but we are going to continue to grow that. And by 2026, all cities in both counties will be eligible for a subscription to the service. And what this means is they can go online, and when their community has been added to the list, they can subscribe and get a year's worth of compostable bags that they would then place their food scraps in and put that in their regular trash. So this does not require an extra cart. Your hauler isn't changing. It's the same hauler that you would use otherwise. And then that material ends up at the facility that is co-owned by Ramsey and Washington counties. And then the material in that compostable bag is recognized by robotics, AI, and that sorts the bag from the regular refuse and trash that comes through that facility. And mm-hmm. it's pulled off for composting. And at some point, we are going to be looking at putting this towards anaerobic digestion, so generating energy in addition to creating compost on the back end. So there, it's a new upcoming project, and in Washington County, there are other opportunities, other cities that are currently on board that are now eligible for subscription. And the best thing to do is to actually go on their webpage to see if your city is one of those that is currently on the list. And that would just be going to foodscrapspickup.com. To find out if at this point you can subscribe. But again, it's still in the development stages, and we are still expanding this, so it may be a little bit here before all communities in both counties are eligible for the program.
Well, I just have to tell you that I love it in Washington County. I appreciate you all partnering with us as one of the first to participate in this. And it is, an amazing opportunity for those of us who have kids who take lunch to school. We know what that lunchbox look like when they leave the house. It's all neat, John, and it's separated, and it's all, and then it comes back and all the orange is in the sandwich. I'm like, how did you get the orange in the sandwich? This don't make no sense. What is going on? And now we have an opportunity to reuse and recycle that. And so that website again is foodscrapspickup.com. I want to make sure that all my moms out there who send their kids to school every day with a lunch that comes home looking like a Jenga puzzle, when they come back, there's something that we can do with that food, and we can definitely not throw it away. We can recycle it and help our environment. John Springman, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's been a long morning. You've been working all morning to recycle and make this planet better for all of us. And so I salute you for doing that and for the education that you are providing for us on this show, and taking that time after you've already had a long morning to hang out with me on this show.
All right, Shaletta, thanks very much, and thanks for having me.